I said good morning.
No.
Come on!
Are you kidding me? I should be sleeping right now.
Why? Let's hold on. Let me jam some music. Oh, yeah.
But you just did that.
Loud music going.
I don't.
Woo!
Stop!
Party! Yeah. Hey, who wants to dance?
No one. Oh, woo! My gosh. I'm so angry at you right now.
Why are you tired?
I'm so mad at you.
Just kidding.
This is not the day.
Sorry.
Dude, last night. I'm like falling.
Hold on just a sec. Gotta keep the music on. Woo! Feel good. Who wants to party all night? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, you were saying?
I don't trust you. I don't trust you.
Go ahead.
No, last night as I'm laying down.
You know what'd be magical right now? The Thriller dance! You guys, you should do the Thriller dance at 3 a.m.
I'm reliving everything. Stop.
So last night.
Last night, I'm like laying down on my pillow like an angel. Because that's what they do.
Angels don't lay on pillows.
I think there's a song about it.
Yeah.
So, okay. Pretty sure that's what I was doing last night. Mm-hmm. As all of that crap that you just did started happening to my next door neighbor.
Ah, yes.
Who's like not having a party. It's just her.
That's even worse. You didn't tell me that.
It's just
pretty amazing.
It's just her. Uh-huh. And when you can hear the words.
Right.
Through, okay, one, my neighbor has.
It's like.
Exactly, right? Yeah. So, no, it wasn't like that. It was loud and clear that she was listening to classic rock all freaking night.
Oh, you didn't say classic rock.
No, so, no, she, it wasn't, well, okay, hold on. Classic rock for most of the night, but then before the cops showed up and made her stop because I had to call.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I did.
No, keep going. Come on. So Sammy Brown.
Dude.
Chills me out at night.
That's the worst.
Woo!
It doesn't chill anyone else out.
Sammy Hagar.
Then she started jamming like this really weird hip hop that I was like, I've never heard that before. And that's so weird.
Could have been worse.
It was.
Could have been way worse.
No, it couldn't.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Oh gosh.
Hey y'all.
It's straight up from the devil.
Let's throw a party.
No.
Kevin wasn't.
They have places for that.
Okay, so what'd you do? Neighbor's throwing a party with herself.
Just with herself.
Apparently.
And so I tried to ignore it because she's done this before, but it hasn't been to where I can hear.
Right.
And okay, let's just make clear. I live in a townhouse. And the walls are concrete. The walls are concrete. And usually I can't hear a thing, but I think she has.
So you have a connected wall or what?
Yeah, we have a connected wall. So.
You should get a real house.
Maybe someday. Not now.
You should get a real house.
Okay. So
I just solved your problem right there.
Thank
just
you
move.
So much, except that wouldn't work. Because then the people in the house are going to have a bigger party.
I'm solving everything.
Oh. Thank you, me.
Woo. Were you there? Were you partying last night? And I just didn't know it because it was the worst.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Because by the time I looked at my clock, it was 1 o'clock in the morning.
I'm going to have a party with myself right now.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to...
Come on, it's Footloose. No?
I want to die.
No?
I want to go to sleep.
So did you finally call the police?
Yeah.
What?
What is this?
Oh.
What the heck just happened? Are these just S-Bucks cups?
They're, it's a prop.
It is.
It's a prop for the webcam TV show. So anyways.
There's nothing in them.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, so...
So now you have coffee, so that should help you.
It should, except that I'm still exhausted. No, this actually cures exhaustion, just makes me shaky.
Yeah. So what'd you do? Come on!
I'm sorry, called the cops, and then we waited for like 45 minutes, and the music is still blaring.
Yeah.
And then we called the cops again.
Okay.
But it wasn't like 911 cops, you just called 242 cops.
Can I be completely honest with you? You're a pansy.
Why am I a pansy?
Here's what I do.
You would go next door.
Absolutely.
She wouldn't answer the door. The music was too loud.
Knock, 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 knock. Bang, 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 bang on the door.
I'm a girl.
So have Kelly do it.
I didn't want
you have
him
a
to.
Husband.
I told him not to. I was
especially if she was by herself. If there's a party and there's like 70 people.
But here's the awful thing.
In the backyard, you just call the cops right away.
Here's the thing. This neighbor is, she's not home all the time. I don't know where she is the other 75% of the time.
That's okay.
But yeah, it's fine. I'm not.
You don't need to be her neighbor.
Exactly.
If your neighbor's keeper.
Exactly. So I've never really met her. And so it was like super awkward. I'm like, I don't want this to be our first meeting. Can this not be a first meeting?
You know what? Then that's on you, crappy neighbor.
Oh, I am a crappy neighbor. Really
if that's your first meeting, how long have you guys lived there collectively?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
How long has she lived there?
Although I did meet all the other neighbors when I went around to go get candy.
Boo.
This past year.
Boo. Wait, you went trick-or-treating?
Well, no. I took my niece and nephew.
Oh, okay. Okay, wait. So you know all your other neighbors.
Yeah.
You don't know the person that lives next door to you.
No, she wasn't home that night.
Wow.
We rang the doorbell.
So?
But I found this thing, which right. actually ended up being perfect. It's a hotel for guests, obviously, who want to have a good night's sleep.
Okay.
In fact, they promise to reimburse you if you don't have a good night's sleep. They have this thing. It buzzes if you're making too much noise
in
the hotel. And it just like lets you know, hey, shut up. It's too late. So from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m., it's quiet time.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. It's amazing. So I guess they go off at a certain decibel, and it alerts the guests just to shut up.
Dude.
And I needed that last night.
Was it last summer? Went to Tempe, Arizona.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't like Arizona.
I know.
You've stand bad. By.
Okay.
Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
I know.
Hey, Matthew.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
Not good, man. Not good.
What's the matter?
Mitch's neighbor was throwing a party last night, and she didn't know how to go stop the party.
And see, I'm all right, but Steve has to deal with me all day for the next 4 hours.
Yeah, so next door neighbor, cranking the jams.
Yeah, you have to be quiet at night. Oh, my gosh.
Cranking the classic rock jams.
What she was
yeah, up here, Steve, where I live, that doesn't happen. I mean, no one out here has loud music.
I mean...
You just don't know.
Because everyone's so far away from each other.
Because you live up in the mountains.
Except with the Route 66, just that they're like 15 minutes away from our house, so we don't even hear that.
Man, it's all that's the same.
That's because I have my stereo so loud for static.
Yeah, exactly. Matthew
Robinson. Static is better than all that other stuff they have.
That's right, Matthew. Exactly.
I don't know what
we're throwing a party! No?
Yeah.
No. I'd have to get one of those decibel things.
What would you do, Matthew, if you had a next door neighbor that was really, really loud?
And you could hear them.
And you could hear the music and you're trying to sleep. How would you take care of the situation?
One, I would try to go next door and see if they would try to be quiet, ask them to turn it down.
Yeah.
If they don't listen a second time, it's time to call the cops and file a police report for that.
See, that's what you should have done.
I didn't want to.
Because if they're not going to listen to you after you've asked them nicely to turn it down and...
Yeah.
Forget it. They've asked for it.
It's time to call the cops.
Yep, exactly.
But not 911 cops.
Just no, 242. 242 cops.
Yeah, the non-emergency number they have here in town.
Exactly. It's very helpful.
You know,
what can we play for you this morning, my friend?
Okay, can you guys please play, let's see, The Resistance by Evelyn.
Can do.
I want to give it out to my bus attendant, Tina.
Tina, bus attendant, shout out. What?
What's up, girl?
Tina, what's up?
Tina.
How you doing? Yeah, okay. We can do that.
I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right, bye, Matthew from Albuquerque. Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody.
See, here's the thing.
He's a good kid.
You would want to go next door and say, hey, can you please be quiet? Except that I was, like, already in bed. I had my pajamas on.
Who cares? Okay.
I care. I didn't want to go. It's freezing outside.
Case in point. I had to guest speak. I had to.
Oh, yeah.
I got to.
Mm-hmm.
I emceed this event out at the Anthem.
Husband just texted me. He said, I told you.
Yeah, see? Kelly, you're a man, bro. Don't I told you text next morning. You go do it. You just do it.
I said, no, please don't. I told him not to.
Chrissy did the same thing to me. We're at a hotel, and it's Tempe, Arizona. And apparently, we were right by the Madcap Theater, which is where my dear
Sun
friend
University
Crespo's church is located. So apparently,
not anymore.
Apparently, or was, okay. Yeah. Apparently, it's like Party Central.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this.
Okay.
Apparently, it's like one of the biggest party colleges in the world.
It is.
Didn't know this. So, put on the... We did this amazing event, and Dominic Valley played, and the gospel was shared, and it was incredible, fantastic. Dude, wow, right on. Okay. Got to go to sleep, because we're leaving at like 5 in the morning to drive to California to go take our kids to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
So, we get back to the hotel, and everything's good until about 2 a.m. Which apparently is when the bars close.
Yes.
So I guess these quote unquote responsible college kids don't want to drink and drive. So instead, they go and party until like 2 a.m. at the bars, and then they walk and get a hotel so that they don't have to drink and drive, and they all crash at a hotel together, which sounds pseudo responsible until it's 2 a.m. and they all straggle into our hotel and all somehow got rooms around us, all around us. And the jams and the loud, and all of a sudden there's a fight and people are like cussing at each other in the hallway. And I was like,
No.
I sleep in my boxers, all right? I don't even care at this point. I got up in my boxers and I opened the front door and it's like, who's getting the death stare? Mostly because my contacts aren't in, so I'm all squinty. You weird person in the hallway. That's right. I'm the crazy guy in my boxers staring you down. Shut up. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm the crazy guy in my boxers. You don't know what I'm going to do. And I did that.
And did they be quiet?
And
no.
Did they be quiet?
Did they shut up? I'm a little tired. Hey.
I know. I apologize. Hey, it's going to be okay. So they shut up for about 9 minutes. But you know what?
That's a good amount of time for a drunk person.
Drunk people still like, oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Okay, guys. Hey, guys. And it lasted all of 9 minutes. And then it was like, what? What did you say about my mama? And then fights all over. And I was like, oh, man. So I just had to call. I called the front desk at that point. Mm-hmm. I was like, bro.
You said to dial zero for the front desk.
There are brawls. There are bro brawls going on all around us. Can you please shut up the bro? No, bro. You, bro. Whatever, bro. All in the hallway. So this little 5'2 security guard girl.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But she handled it.
Yeah.
She handled it. She came by the next morning. She actually apologized.
Aww.
For it being kind of crazy. But yeah, dude, I tried, but there is only so much you can do. You can be nice. You can. Hi.
No, she's not like crazy like that.
Hi. I'm sorry. It's really late. Can you please turn down Duran Duran? Just a little bit. Just maybe a little less.
I was too afraid.
Maybe a little less dancing with yourself.
I didn't want to be on her bad side, and so I didn't want my husband to go over there and fix it because I didn't want to be on her bad side. Even though I know that if the cops like were to show up and say, "Hey, can you please be quiet? We got a complaint," she knew it was us.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
I just didn't want to do it. I was too afraid, and I didn't want to. I just imagine she's having a great time in there, either dancing or cleaning or something.
Yeah, she was dancing. Just some Billy Idol. Just dancing with yourself.
I just suffered because
party.
Of it. I suffered.
Having a party with it. Oh,
my God.
Okay, so okay, next time.
Thank you.
Next time, what are you going to do?
I'm going to.
She's going to go out in her boxers.
I'm going to go out in my boxers. And what did I learn from this? Thanks, Stever.
What is the moral of the story here? Maybe don't do that.
Go out in my boxers and give him the death stare.
Yeah, exactly. Give him the squinty, I can't see anything death stare. It worked wonders for me for like 9 minutes.
You couldn't, even if you had glasses, you couldn't put on your glasses because then you'd be like, I don't trust him.
See, what sucks is inevitably you end up feeling bad because I remember one time my next door neighbors throwing this gnarly party and it was like, okay, try.
Yeah, no, we tried for a long time.
Try. And then all of a sudden I could hear somebody like in the rocks near me.
I'm like, no.
What is happening?
They're like peeing on your house.
So I get right. This is what I'm thinking. So I get my PJ pants on, and I'm like, oh! And I go out there, and there's this poor
How are
girl.
You like?
So there's this poor girl, and she's like out there, and there's like no lights because I have flipped off my front porch light because I'm like, no! And my door, I don't know why they call them front doors because it was at the side
it's
of my house.
Front
yeah,
door.
It was at the side. And so our doors kind of faced each other because our houses were kind of close to each other. It was awful. And there's this girl, young 20s,
mm-hmm.
and she's like in tears because she lost her license. And she's digging through my rocks.
What? That means she was there earlier.
She's like, she's looking. I'm sorry. I lost my license. I can't find it. And so then I was like, oh, man.
Dang it, now you're out there and you got to help
right.
her find
so
it.
So then I flipped on my front porch light and then I'm like down on the rocks with her like, so how are you? So what does it look like? Does it look, it looks like a little, okay, cool. Rectangle, it's got a picture of you. Okay, good. Now I know what I'm looking for. And we like dug around until we found it.
I hate that.
It was the worst because, I mean, at that point you got
to. Exactly, because then you like. Have to be nice to them
what
even
if,
though you're so angry.
What if your next door neighbor is a recluse and she can only clean when the sun is down and she can only clean to really loud 80s metal?
No, I messed it up for her last night.
Right, and you and her house would have been dirty
no,
and
she
it
was playing,
been tragic.
It wasn't just 80s, it was 70s too.
Oh, man.
Just so you know.
Carry on my wayward son.
There was some Zeppelin.
Yes.
There was some. I heard some Queensryche. I was like, dang, she's got a big collection of music going yeah. on because it wasn't that it she's also played like crazy like some Gaga she played and then she plays a lot of like R&B soul hip-hop like crazy stuff. I'm like, what are you kidding? What is that person singing right now?
So next time what is happening?
To turn it on.
I gotta turn it on. It's the worst.
Good morning.
Next time, who are you gonna call? What are you going to do next time?
I'm going to call the Ghostbusters.
Exactly.
Oh.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know why I played that music.
Was that an accident?
515-338-3700 is the phone number. Ah, yes, the ever-wonderful next-door neighbor keeping you up all night because of parties. Static.
Good morning,
Shane. Speaking of 80s rock and roll. Hurricane Shane.
Dude, so it's kind of a big day for me.
Do you have an audition?
I do. How did you know that?
I don't know. Really? I was guessing.
Dude, you're amazing.
Thank you.
We're like in tune, bro.
Are you auditioning for Meth Addict 2 on Breaking Bad?
I actually am. I've got a Breaking
no,
Bad audition.
Do you really?
Morning.
Do
yeah.
you really?
That's amazing.
You guys are on fire right now. Yeah, dude, I do. And so I need everybody to pray for me, man, because this is my last shot.
Dude.
I really want to crack this one, dude. I really want to get on this show. I want to make the most of my opportunities. So.
That would be incredible.
That would be amazing.
That would be incredible.
Headed to the gym this morning and then... do a little more rehearsing, and yeah, dude, hopefully I'm going to go book this show.
Do you have lines? Like, you have lines you have to practice?
Well, yeah, dude, pages and pages of them.
Ah!
So
you're not Meth Addict, too. You're, like, guy who has an actual part, one.
Yeah, legit, yeah. For real.
So they don't have to refer to you as, hey, Meth Addict number two, wrong blocking.
No, I've got a name.
Okay, you know what? This is perfect because yesterday we were talking about Angus Jones, who's the 19-year-old on Two and a Half Men who just gave his life to Christ. And he came out right after and was like, the show I'm on, don't watch it. It's filth and it's vile and it's disgusting. Blah.
Oh,
and like trashed
no.
it.
But now, it is Two and a Half Men.
You are an actor. All right.
Right.
And right now, obviously, throwing it out to the static audience for prayer because. You would love to get this role on Breaking Bad.
Totally.
Which is also a pretty gnarly show.
Best
show in the world.
Yeah, that's true. Wow, yeah.
But from your perspective, tell us about it. Because, you know, this would be an amazing opportunity.
For me, it's a dream. And my goal has been to be an actor forever. And And I do stuff here and there. But, yeah, since this show came, I was like, wow, this show's going to go all the way and, you know, reach syndication. And so, yeah, dude, just the opportunity to work with these people, it's really got nothing to do. I mean, yeah, the background about, you know, drugs and blah, blah, blah. Obviously, I've had some experience with that, right. You know, as the audience knows. But no, dude, yeah, I mean, I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't use drugs.
Right.
I don't have anything to do with anything like that at all. And so, yeah, for me, dude, it's just solely about acting. I'm just, right. You know, super. It's just my dream. And this is a rad, rad show with really talented actors.
Right.
And, yeah, so I just really want to get this role.
And you never know where it may take you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah. This is a show that gets watched by people all over the world at this point. So, yeah, it could be really good for me.
Right on, man.
A career. So, yeah. So, yeah, dude, thanks, man. I hope you guys, everybody out there, dude, say a huge fat prayer for me and know that I am not on meth. And, yeah.
Sadly, you have to explain that because, what was it, a gambling commercial?
Yeah, dude.
Gambling commercial you did where everybody's like, bro, how's the gambling?
Yeah.
Do you need
really?
Yeah.
Dude, no it was way.
The first person, and they showed it on Super Bowl Sunday.
I saw it. It was on Super Bowl Sunday. I saw it last year. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It'll air again this year. And this year, somebody will walk up to me and they'll start the conversation like this, Michelle. They'll say, hey, I saw you on TV. And I'll say, wow, that's great. What was it? And they'll say, well, it was you and you were at home with your son. And I'll say, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they'll say, well, so that wasn't your living room. I'll say, no, that wasn't my living room. They'll say,
you're on set.
Well, where'd you shoot that at? I'll say, on location. I'll say, oh, well, was that your little boy? And I'll say, no, that was also an actor.
Right.
and then they'll go, and I'll say, consequently, I do not have a gambling problem either.
Oh, my gosh.
It's one of those, like, real, hey, gambling is a real issue. It's a real thing. And then Shane's with his little Spanish boy, which is hilarious because Jack looks nothing like that. And so, and then he's just like, hey, bro, gambling hurts. I don't remember what it was. It was like something like all about how it was gnarly and now you're
dude, it's been 3 years and I got into the game. I love the fun and excitement. I got into the game way too much and I stopped doing the things that I loved and cared about. Like spending time with my son watching sports just so I could be at the casino. Gambling can be a good time if you know when to stop.
Hey, Dad, let's go watch the game.
Let's go. And that's it. That's the commercial.
Can I get my SAG card? I just played your kid.
Dude, you are amazing.
Oh, thank
you.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Let's get this guy an Emmy.
Okay, where are people's disconnect? Like, why don't they realize?
So here's what's interesting. I had no idea that when people watch these things, that they take them seriously, completely literally. Yes, I want to be believable,
right,
of course.
Right. That's good,
That fourth wall thing.
But I'm going to tell you this. I'm talking about people that run businesses. Shane, are you okay, man?
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm fine, man. Thank you.
It was filmed all testimonial style, though. You
know
what I mean?
People hugged me.
Yeah.
And tell me what they'd been through.
Right.
And I was in. I was like, dude, that's gnarly. I'm just so glad you're in the shape you're in. I love you, man. You know?
Right.
But yeah, so decidedly not going back to drug addiction. And but yes, do want the role.
Yeah,
so,
do you want the role. That's
there
good.
It is. Wow. Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Have a good day.
All right, Shane.
Oh, wow. I just learned so much.
Him.
I have to wonder because, like, when I see people on TV, I think, man, who is that actress? Who is that actor? That's so good. And I'll look them up and see what other films they are. But I don't think, man, that character's, I hate that person. If I ever see that person.
I can't believe that guy just murdered three people. What other movies was he in? I can't believe they let him do other movies. He just killed people.
Yeah, he just killed a bunch of people.
He just killed people.
When was this movie made and he's still making movies? No.
Yeah, it was obviously very believable. I saw the commercial. I was like sitting there and I had to call him immediately because I'm like, my friend's on TV! My friend's on TV! But I never thought like, oh man, I better call him and see if he's doing better now. It's one of those like testimonial commercials though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it could be taken like, Oh, wow. All right. It's good to see that he got help somewhere.
If he gets that, I wonder what those people get for, like, the people who are, like, drunk driving with their kid or something.
Oh, man.
I wonder what they get. Like, dude, I saw you on the road. Are you
real?
All right?
And that's exactly how it was filmed. Like, one of those drunk driving commercials where somebody ends up dead and then he's, like, in jail talking or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was filmed like that. So it was very believable, but... it doesn't say like Shane, you know, on the bottom. I never once thought like, oh man, I never knew this about him. I was just stoked that my friend was on TV.
Right.
It was incredible.
Another thing to think about, those puppies in that Sarah McLachlan commercial. Are those even real?
Incredible. Those are real.
I don't know.
They are?
I'm confused now.
We got the latest from House of Heroes for you now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Morning.
10 talents.
Coffee is kicking in. I feel
642
good
now.
About this. Feel really good about this.
Dude. So, obviously have a little dude right now.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the show's over, I get home.
Yeah. Go home.
I bounce on out. Which, by the way, big thanks to Brenda yesterday as I was leaving.
Yeah.
Caught up to me and quilted this?
Quilted.
Made a quilt? Do you quilt a blanket? Made a quilt.
Is it a quilt or a blanket?
I don't know. What's the difference?
You got a quilt?
I got a blanket.
I didn't know you got a blanket.
Quilt blanket thingy. What is the difference? What's a quilt?
Wait, the girl who gave you Stitch.
No.
Was Brenda.
No. That's Marissa.
Pretty sure it's Brenda.
Brenda's the one that called in and was like, hey.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay.
And so.
Marissa, Brenda. Got it. Okay. Difference. Okay, so you got a quilt.
I don't know what's.
Is it like squared off?
No. Well, it's not like different squares that are patched together.
That's a quilt.
Okay, so it's a blanket.
So it's a blanket
made to look like a quilt.
But she like made it herself.
Yeah,
it's a blanket.
It's a shark quilt blanket, and it's got a shark bite in it.
Oh, that's cute.
It's pretty awesome.
I like that.
Yeah,
dude.
So for Brody.
So I decided. Okay, this is a story about nothing.
Okay.
I decided that when I have kids. I'm going to have a baby shower, but I just want everyone to bring me money. And so when I have the baby, I can just hire maid service to clean my house for me.
Ah, yeah. That's what Kelly's for.
No, I don't want him to have to do that.
That's Kelly, if you're listening. That's what we do.
No.
Yeah.
I just want him.
I've been doing dishes lately.
Don't worry about it. I'm so proud of you.
Doing laundry. Yesterday I got home, and that's the first thing I did.
Laundry?
Did a load of laundry, made sure everything was... Yeah.
That's great.
That's what we do because Mama Bear is dealing with Baby Bear a lot. Here's what you need to do, all right? You need to start compiling a list of all the crappy movies that you kind of wanted to see, but nah, you know? Because that's what happens. Yesterday, I was on the couch and Chrissy was out and Brody was out on me. So there's nothing I could do. Like,
right.
I couldn't move. I had my left arm was taken by child. My right arm had the remote, and that's literally all I could
do.
So I'm like on the couch.
You took a picture with your phone and posted it on
Instagram.
So it's
like, yeah. So I could do that.
Jink!
Look,
there's the baby.
Little guy.
Sleeping.
Little guy attached to me. Totally okay with that. It was the best. So I'm flipping through, and right now, you know, when you switch, we'd switched our cable service or whatever recently. So we have all the movie channels right now, you know,
like
so they can try and suck you in because then in 3 months it's going to be like $70 more for all these movie channels.
And
I'm like, I don't need them now. I just thank you for the free view or whatever.
Yeah.
So flipping through, and I came across the worst movie of all time, but I'd never finished it because when I was in Nashville,
for the uprising?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me and Steven. And his...
Was it that goat movie? Or no, it was Trolls.
Yeah.
Troll movie. You watched the Troll movie.
It's called Troll Hunter. It is the worst
idea. Movie.
It's the worst idea in the world. And it's really stupid. And it's Norwegian. So they are like, Snorten Barton. And you got to like read the bottom, you know? And I'm like,
yeah.
And so you can't help but laugh already, even though it's like this, like, ooh, it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
But they're all talking like that. So you just giggle the whole time. The idea is like trolls are real. And there's these kids that are making like a documentary. And they come across this guy who's like, or Norton, Borton, Dorton, Troll Hunter, Dorton, Norton. And so it was so bad. I'm trying to watch. Oh, this is the best part. This is the best part. Trolls can smell Christians.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah.
I have to see this movie.
Yeah, trolls can smell Christians.
They can smell them.
And so one guy's like, well, it's a good thing I'm an atheist then, you know, and I'll just snort and blort and dot and dot and dart. And they get, like, in this cave. I'm totally ruining part of this movie. And all of a sudden, these big, like, creepy troll guys show up. And it's filmed all Blair Witch style. Like, oh, it's a documentary. And, oh, we're making this. This is real. It's real footage. And one guy starts, like, freaking out and, like, sweating. And it's like, what is wrong with you? You know? And he's like, I'm a Christian.
That's amazing.
No, it's so dumb.
Okay, I watched a dumb movie like that yesterday, too, in a different language with Will Ferrell, Casa de Mi Padre.
Oh, no.
And I didn't end up watching it because I was like, this is super lame. And so I have no idea what it was about.
So then you write that on the list because inevitably what's going to happen is when you have a baby, you're going to be sitting there on a couch and there's going to be a bunch of crappy TV on and you have to decide the crappiest of the crappy, what is going to get you through the next 2 hours? And Troll Hunter was that for me. Oh. It was so bad.
He was like, what?
It was so dumb, but I'm like, I'm committed. I'm going
to
finish it.
I have to watch
it. So, of course, the Christian, because he smells like a Christian, gets eaten. And my favorite is, like, they're trying to draw him out, and the Troll Hunter guy starts blaring a hymn. Because it angers the trolls. But it's like in Norwegian, so it's like, I can't remember what it was.
Gosh.
It was like, yeah, this really awesome old hymn, you know, in Norwegian. I'm like, this is happening right now. This is the stupidest thing I have ever, ever seen. I cannot turn away. I finished it.
I think I like that. Smells like a Christian.
Yeah, smells like a Christian. They can smell Christians. Static.
Hi, this is Becky.
Hi Becky.
Hi, we loved Troll Hunter.
Did you?
This was the strangest film. It was, we laughed and laughed.
Dude.
And the guy says, I'm just saying the choir.
Yeah, oh man.
And you're like, what? It was funny.
My favorite was when they started cranking the hymn, like towards the end to try and draw out the big troll. And it was like,
yeah.
You are kidding me.
You're using...
Yeah. And it's like, oh, I've angered the troll now with this Jesus hymn. It was the best. It was the worst.
It was the strangest film.
But it's not supposed to be funny and quirky. It was so serious. Like, they wanted it to be...
it was supposed to be funny.
Oh, man, it was hilarious.
So did the atheist become a believer in the end?
No.
Because obviously the trolls got mad at something.
No.
Yeah. Well, no, he just got mad because they had the hymn in the van.
Yeah, they had the hymn blaring in the van.
That's amazing.
So if you're listening to Static Radio, be careful if you live in Norway because it might draw out trolls and they will eat you.
Yes.
They will eat you. That's true.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let you guys go. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, crappy movies that are going to get us through a few hours. I need to know because Casa de Mi Padre is on the list. I need to know because I looked away thinking, oh yeah, I know a few words of Spanish. I'll catch on if I look away for a second. And like, I look away, I'm like, I don't really think that was Spanish that Will Ferrell was just speaking.
Dude.
It's Will Ferrell, the dude who plays Ron Swanson in Parks and Rec is in there. And then like
His name's Michael Thebes.
Oh yeah, Thebes.
Yeah. Thebes, yeah. He's in it.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And his Spanish is awful. It is so funny.
Yeah, that's got to be on the list then.
Yeah.
Troll Hunter needs to be on your list.
Dude. Troll Hunter.
Because there's no other time. Like, I immediately texted Steven, hey, man, taking one for the team. I'm going to finish this one for us. And he was actually like, oh, I always wanted to know how it turned out. So it turns out.
Right,
just,
because you guys
hilarious.
Stopped watching it like 30 minutes before
it
ended.
Yeah, we started watching it in Nashville. I have no idea why. It was just like on Netflix or somewhere, you know. We're like, this sounds stupid enough. Let's give this a shot. You know, late night movie, hilarious. Mm-hmm. Let's get a laugh out of it. But it was so bad, we just couldn't finish it.
Yeah. There's those certain movies you're like, I can't do this.
I got through.
I'm proud of you.
I finished it.
Those terrible few hours of having to hold your beautiful child.
It's so bad, it's good. Like, it's one of those, like, Bigfoot type movies, you know what I mean? Where the footage, it's just kind of blurry and crazy, and then the trolls show up, and you're like,
obviously not
this
real.
Is hilarious. It's like Blair Witch Project meets Labyrinth. That's exactly what it is.
Yes. I love when it's like you don't expect it.
No.
And it just keeps happening.
Because when like, the trolls show up, you're like, shut up. Are you serious? Because it's like the huge nose and like the yarr, snorting, blarfing, dorkin. You know? And it's hilarious.
His name is like Garf or something.
Oh, dude. No, they're like snoggle blasters. And but they're so serious. It's like, oh, we're in the mountains. Be weary of the Dorfenmeister. You know, it's like all these like really hilarious names for these big scary trolls that eat you. And so you're supposed to be terrified. But I was just cracking up, dude. And so I'm trying not to laugh too much because I don't want to wake the baby.
Yeah.
But it was too good. And so then towards the end when they start blaring like the hymn in like Norwegian, Chrissy's like stirring like, what are you watching? Like, you don't understand. Because, like, in the movie, it's supposed to be a horror movie. So it's like, screams and all this craziness and, like, snortblot and Dorfendorken, you know? And I'm just, like, giggling. That's what she wakes up to. I'm like, yeah, I'm keeping this. Can we go buy this? This is hilarious.
On Blu-ray.
It's terrible.
In 3D.
It is awful.
I'm glad you got to experience
it. I'm so happy I got to finish it. I do not recommend it to anyone.
Same here with the Casa de Mi Padre. I don't recommend that movie. I don't.
So bad. Yeah, it's so good. This is the best worst movie I've ever seen, I think.
So funny.
It's on the list. It's on the list. There's some really good bad movies.
You can look up good lists or good movies that you can view on Netflix, and you can also probably look up bad movies to watch on Netflix.
Yeah. No, we're not talking movies where you're like have high expectations and you're like, that sucked. I was so disappointed
in
Deathly Hallows 2. But it was still a good movie.
It's one of those movies you're like, this movie's going to suck.
And then it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Because it's so awful.
Yeah.
I loved it. So it's definitely one of those.
So good.
It's not going to ever win any award.
Why not? Maybe in Norway.
Norway, yeah. Good. You never know. I don't know. Just before 7 o'clock now, we got to take a quick break. Coming back, we've got the temper trap for you and more, a whole lot of nothing.
Awesome.
Yes. No, today we got Clay from the Aspen Project joining us.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got a bunch of stories that I'm sure we need to get to at some point.
Speaking of random... There you go.
Yes. That's right. Yeah, speaking of Norway, and they're not Swedish.
I don't care.
They sound similar.
And they have Swedish.
I felt like I was listening to a Blindside record,
there
kind
you go,
of.
See?
Just in his normal. Yeah. Yeah. We got something not hilarious to talk about with Sweden.
Okay, sounds good.
You can do it.
Okay.
I believe in you.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Sleep for sleepers. Meaningless everything is.
Yoda?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. Which I'm totally cool with.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Whatever.
7:06 now. Happy Thursday.
Speaking of, you want to, you know.
Steve and Mitch hanging out with you. Ah, yes.
Do you want to talk
Star
about
Star Wars.
That?
Just.
Kind of older news, but.
Yeah. To me, it's news, but most people won't care. I'm not going to lie, I got really excited. Lawrence Kasdan, when I say that name, does it mean anything to you?
No!
It doesn't. It doesn't. It means a whole lot to me. He was the writer of Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. He also happened to write a little movie called Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's
Indiana Jones.
That's the first Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah. See, I didn't know.
Yeah. So anyways, according to The Hollywood Reporter, Lawrence Kasdan and Simon Kinberg have signed on to write a couple Star Wars movies.
Wow.
Yeah.
A couple.
Couple. The idea originally was episode 8 and 9.
A couple? That doesn't sound very for sure, though.
Hey, you know what?
I'm just saying because...
You are ruining my joy right now.
Ruining?
Yeah.
When you say a couple, though.
Yeah.
Like... Usually isn't just set in stone. You signed on to write two.
The exact deal has yet to be determined.
Oh, okay.
So, but Kasdan, I'm telling you, man, he wrote Empire.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote Jedi.
Okay.
Which you could go back and forth and say, dude, Empire's the best or Jedi's the best. Most people don't actually. Most people would say Empire's the best. I say it's Jedi.
Oh, no.
I really do.
Causing problems.
I remember, it's more emotional for me. I saw Jedi in the movie theater. I remember Jedi.
Okay, so and that's
when
the reason.
Luke, it's like when Luke becomes the Jedi. Jabba the Hutt's palace, super rad stuff, and dude, it's where he fulfills his destiny, being this awesome Jedi guy. Hello?
Spoiler alert, I don't remember that.
How? Okay, moving on. Speaking of list of movies you need to see.
There it is.
There it is. You just that need to get the Star Wars movies.
There you go, yeah. That'll take up all day.
So I'm in a pickle.
Dilemma.
I have a dilemma. And I need your help. You're a wife.
It's true.
You are. I need some advice.
Okay.
My favorite book of all time
is The Hobbit.
Absolutely.
Yes.
When I got married and found out Chrissy had never read The Hobbit, I read it to her.
Yes.
It is my favorite book.
Right.
I love it.
You love The Hobbit.
Currently reading it to my children.
Right.
I love The Hobbit.
It's a great book. It really is.
The film is coming out in like 2 weeks.
It comes out on like the, what date?
14th, I believe.
14th, okay.
Here's the problem.
You have a baby child.
I have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And Chrissy's like, hey, I really want to see this movie. But chances are I'm not going to get to see it in the movie theater.
Because she doesn't want to leave the baby.
Right.
Okay.
So do I A...
You don't see it without her. You are not allowed to see it without her. Or your kids.
You just ruined my question.
I know. I know. I know exactly what you're going to say.
You are such a wife.
You're not allowed to see it without her.
But if you love your spouse... Wouldn't you want your spouse to experience that joy?
Yeah. She needs to see that movie, too.
No, I'm talking about me.
Oh. It's all about you.
Wait.
Okay. Here's the thing. That's rude.
Oh,
man. You both have to see it opening day.
That's not going to happen.
You both have to.
It's not going
to
happen.
Okay. But here's the thing.
We have like we'll have a three-week-old at that point.
Right. So you can't take the three-week-old.
Right.
So
we're not going to be those parents. We've decided.
I'm so proud of
you guys.
There's
no way we will be those parents.
You've come a long way from a few days ago.
I have friends who are those parents.
No.
And I will say it mostly worked out well at the Avengers.
No. Oh, okay. Well.
Mostly worked out.
I just know that during these movies, there's always that pivotal moment. You're like, this is it. And then, you're like,
right.
Are you kidding me? Or some
phone.
And
then you missed it.
Some phone
goes off. Miss it.
And they can't rewind it. It's not like that.
No, you can't pause it. That'd be hilarious if you could. In the movie theater, pause. Hey, guys, I'm sorry. I have to pee.
Really bad.
Really bad.
I didn't drink anything while I was in here. I'm sorry. It was before we went out to eat, and I
fantastic.
Had like three Dr. Peppers.
That would be amazing. They should do that.
We never get through a movie.
No, because inevitably, there's like 300 seats. That'd be awesomely bad.
Starting time to be determined.
Yeah.
Because no, we didn't know in the last
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I had a large Coke. It was only a quarter more. I'm sorry. I gotta go.
No,
I gotta go.
I don't get anything in the movie theater for that reason. I don't want to get up and leave.
Yeah, I don't either. And same with my kids, though. Daddy, I've had a bunch of popcorn. Can I just have some water? No, because you have a bladder the size of a U. All right? And so, inevitably, you're going to need to pee right at the most important part of the movie. You will get to drink something as soon as the movie's over.
I'm that person that won't move, except for I went and saw Lincoln. Oh my gosh, it was the worst thing. We went out to eat right before.
Oh, so you don't do that.
And we thought, no, but the thing is, we thought the movie started at 5:40. It actually started at 5:20. And so we got there like, oh.
You missed 20 minutes of the movie? You don't do that?
No, oh, okay. We got there early because I thought, good. Well, good. I'm going to have time for all the liquids to go through, and I'm going to go to the bathroom, and everything's going to be awesome. And I didn't have that time.
Okay. You need that time.
I need that time.
Static.
Hey, this is Sean. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's up, Sean from Albuquerque?
Not much. So what you guys talking about?
We're talking about going to see The Hobbit.
Isn't that movie coming out in a few weeks?
It is. Dude, I'm telling you, man.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like a good movie.
Yeah. This is amazing. Sean.
Sean.
And your best friend, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yeah.
You guys do everything together, huh?
Yep, we do.
The Wedding, Heartbreak in Melody. Static Radio, good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome. No!
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I don't want to lose this game.
Okay, so if you have a smartphone, there's a free app called...
Sloppy Landing? What?
It's not called Sloppy Landing.
No,
What's
but that's
called?
What I just got. It's called Extreme...
Road Trip 2.
And it's free.
And it's consumed my co-host's life.
Whatever.
That's all she does.
How did I crash and burn right there? 63 coins. What now, sucker?
So basically, she's driving a car and doing flippies, and somehow she's better than me at it,
yes,
which makes me crazy.
Oh, how far did I get? Let's see.
You still probably didn't break your record.
It was 38 meters.
Yeah, I've done way better than
that. My best is 7,106 meters.
I have friends who have gotten like 30,000, 50,000.
I have friends that have, it's not you.
No, that's it's not me. I'm just saying, we're not impressive. There's nothing about our scores that are impressive. Of course, we started playing it yesterday.
Yeah, so I'm impressive compared to you.
Kicking off the 8 o'clock hour.
Good morning.
Last Bison.
Some distance.
Steve-O and Mitch.
We're giving that last topic a bit of distance.
Welcoming into the show right now, our dear friend, Clay from the Aspen Project.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
It's getting a little chilly out there.
It is.
Dude, it's crazy cold, right?
It's nice. I put my coat on. I start walking in. I get a little hot.
Early in the morning, it's like gloves and scarf weather.
My daughter is now making hats for everybody, the knitting deal.
Oh, that's sweet. I love it.
See, she has look at that. She has a talent, and she uses that for the benefit of others.
How do you know I haven't been?
Oh, this is true. Is that going to be my Christmas gift?
I might.
We have some things to address. I've been listening all morning.
Yeah.
And I'm a little angry.
Why?
Well, because I know of this family that wants to go see a movie, and I'm a licensed child care provider.
And they haven't asked you yet.
I have teenagers that would hold a baby at 2 days old, let alone weeks old.
Dude, see, this is good to know.
It's very safe in my house.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna talk to my wife.
Oh, is it you that they're talking about?
Yeah, you're the family. I think so.
Okay, makes sense now.
Oh, I wouldn't watch your kid.
He is angered. He is frustrated. He is upset.
Yes.
He is irate. He is beside himself. I'm learning new words.
Good job.
Hey, you want to know what else makes me a little angry?
Yeah,
I'm being serious.
Okay,
we reach out to the church community.
Okay,
and you know, on things such as we stand for life at the time of conception. We stand for people taking care of children that have been abandoned or abused by their parents. And I think commonly as Christians, we all agree that that's a great idea. And then we reach out to other churches or 'cause the Aspen Project, we're not a church. We're not even affiliated necessarily with a single church. We reach out to the community, and people are always asking me, well, what church do you attend? And that matters if they want to get involved. And I just want to say, if you're a listener and you belong to any of the churches out there, the Aspen Project, we're a neutral ministry. We're not asking any churches for money or any of your people. We just want to help you plug in and take care of these orphaned kids and introduce them to Christ.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. And information?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I'm typing it up right now.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can find out information at the Aspen Project. And we were talking earlier about this. Man, I didn't even know what respite meant. I didn't know a lot of these things. And so the education that you bring is just rad and fun and awesome. And I got to be honest, man, right now I'm just commending you more and more because with little baby in our house, it's like sleepy time.
You know, we just added cereal to our little one. Our little one is 3 months old now.
Okay.
And we do I stay up and I do an 11 o'clock feeding.
Mm-hmm.
And then my wife generally gets up at 3 in the morning and does the 3 o'clock, or sometimes I do, but very seldom.
Right.
So we are trying to do the cereal at night so he will sleep through the night, but he's doing awesome. But quit sending workers to our house. Anytime you get a new kid into your home, there's a gamut. There's a whole army of people that come and they have to evaluate and you know, you're running all over the place. But he's doing really, really, really well and we're stoked.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's such an amazing blessing. It's incredible.
It's cool.
It's rad.
And now you have a little one in your house.
I do, man. And it's unbelievable. He's fantastic. I'm so tired.
You know, and I know.
But it's a good tired. It's a good exhausted. It's worth a good sleepy. Yeah. We learned last night, bath at night is such a wonderful concept. Give him a little scrub and shampoo his hair and just get him all nice. And he lasted about 8 seconds in my arms after that. And then out.
That's awesome.
Out. Unfortunately, it was like a quick nap because then right at like 10:30 or so, he was like, no, I'm up. No, I'm just kidding. I'm up.
They definitely know when they need to get fed.
Yeah. And they ever?
How many wipes can one family buy? My wife calls me and I said, hey, I'm at Walmart picking up ammo for my boys. No, just kidding. Just kidding. Because my girls shoot as much as my boys.
Yeah.
They do. So, I go, do you need anything? She goes, yeah, get some wipes. Oh, so I go over to the wipes and they have the small packet, they have the 24 packet, they have the 500 packet, and they have the 700 packet. So I take a picture of the whole thing. I send it to my wife and my wife calls me back and says, and she didn't say this, but you could hear
it. Oh, yeah.
Are you stupid?
Right.
Get the big one.
Right. Of course. You'll go through those in a week.
It's awesome.
It's unbelievable. I'm trying to diapers are expensive, bro. Okay. All right. Is he done? Does he need to be changed? Okay, cool. He's all right. Sweet.
Because
he's got the red. I'm turning red. I'm red. Okay, cool. You're done. Okay. I'm going to go change you. We're going to go hang out. And 8 minutes later, he's like, I'm just so comfortable. I want to poop on you. And so, and then I have to change another diaper. 8 minutes later, I'm like, oh man, are you kidding me? We just changed this diaper.
We just had someone come over and take pictures of the little one.
Yeah.
And so she has this pillow that she puts babies in. And so they're doing the naked deal with the hat and whatever.
No.
So she goes, I need a garbage bag. My wife goes, what are you doing into the garbage bag? Oh, this is my pee proof. As soon as they put them on it, he goes, oh, and pees all over everything.
Everything. I have yet, Jack and Luke both, it was like when they came home, it was kind of like the initiation process where, and I just, super soakers, I just got soaked. Hasn't happened yet. So
I've been careful.
I've been like,
it's gonna be
really,
a big one.
Yeah. That's where I waste a lot of my wipes because I lay one over the top.
Okay. Hey, I've been really careful.
You know, I don't pee on everything, just the toilet seat. Right. Why do I get in trouble? It's just a boy thing. It's a gender thing.
It definitely, I've only had boys, so I don't know. No, so
girls will pee on you too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's crazy.
Hey, back to, it's November.
It is.
It's National Adoption Month.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we're almost done. So has everyone gone out and got their kid?
I've seven.
Right.
No.
Seven?
No.
You said seven.
I know. Number of completion.
And I can show you in the Bible where it says you shall not lie.
Oh, that's true.
So therefore.
More kids.
I know.
There are more kids. And we're just going to help him along. Listeners, we're going to make sure that he gets to seven.
Yeah, but me and Chrissy are not Brangelina, okay? We can't do it right now.
No, you guys are a better looking couple.
Thank you. my fake excuse right now is that we have a new baby in the house, but
I know. It's just practice for the next three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely, because it's so important.
It really is.
My best friend in the universe, Joey Belleville. He was a foster parent for a while. He did that. He was outstanding. They went through all the training, went through all the school. He is good people, isn't he?
He is.
The training and school and everything and it's not as difficult as you may think. It's definitely
when
you go to the classes, they make it seem like it's the hardest thing in the entire world. They scare you out of it.
It's like boot camp. Are you kidding me? Of course. Because if you can't handle it, you shouldn't be doing it.
Right.
If you're not called, don't do it.
Exactly.
If you're not called, maybe you're called to help out in a different way. Maybe financially. Maybe you can donate. Maybe you can lend of your time differently. But if you're not called to, then don't, because you're wasting yours and this wonderful child's time who needs a forever home, who needs a place, who needs somebody to mentor them, to guide them. And if you're just doing it because you want warm fuzzies, I almost said something that would upset someone. I'm not going to. It's frustrating. Don't do it.
Well, you know, taking care of the kids isn't the hard part. Dealing with children, youth, and family is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you this. If God calls you, and, you know, God, I think God, statistics show that 80% of people have felt called to either foster or adopt a child, and a very, very, very small percentage ever do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if God's calling you, we call him Lord for a reason. Obey him.
Yeah.
But this Wednesday, So the next Wednesday coming up, December 5th, 6th, it's on our Facebook.
Okay.
Aspen Project. At the Lamberton office, they have an orientation. And that's what Michelle was just talking about. You go and you check it out, and they talk about all of the different things that you can encounter and what you should expect. And if you go, just go up and tell them that the Aspen Project sent you.
There you go.
But it's a great time. Plug in. You may realize that it's not for you, that you can't truly handle it.
Right.
But I can just tell you, if God's calling you, what is that called? Pinterest?
Pinterest, everyone's, yeah.
Apparently, I belong. Pinterest.com.
It's okay.
But I don't know how to get on.
Yeah.
But it says that I didn't say it would be easy. I just said it would be worth it. And I like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's not a Bible quote, by
the
way.
It's just a good one.
But it's true.
It is true.
I see the kids that you have so often. And I mean, all of them, the entire crew that you have is so amazing. I've seen them for years now, just where they were and how far they've come along. They're amazing. They love each other. They love everyone around them. And it's because of the home that they're in and how you guys are bringing them up. And that's what we need. We need more parents like that, that are going to do that for kids.
Absolutely. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can get the information, including websites, details, mm-hmm. how to get a hold of this guy over here, Clay.
410-4460.
That's right. That's 410-4460. Give him a call. And as always, thanks, man.
Thanks,
guys.
All right.
And you going to go see The Hobbit?
Maybe. I don't know.
You need to make your decision right now.
Okay. Let me not consult my wife and make a decision, because in the past in our marriage, that's always worked wonders.
Just have your wife call in.
So, hey, you know. I don't call her right now. I don't text her. I don't anything her, because
I'm going to inbox her on Facebook.
In the off chance that she's asleep right now and I text her and wake her up,
it's over.
Death. Death to the texting infidel. Trust me.
We'll bring my daughters over. We'll let your wife interview them.
Okay. There you go.
That'll
perfect.
Be fun.
I love it. Clay Schroff, everyone. Big thanks to the Aspen Project for all that you guys are doing. You can find out more information, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is 8:17. We're 2 minutes behind. Time for traffic.
There's an accident on Unser Boulevard south at 19th Avenue and Westside Boulevard. There's construction work north and southbound University between Central and Cole, as well as more construction on Wyoming. North and southbound lanes are blocked on between Paseo and Curry, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505. No, yes.
Yes.
338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. I'm going to go take a nap.
Okay.
For about 6 minutes.
You're going to,
rock some Abel, some classic crime.
Okay.
Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Future Ghosts, Spotless. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning. Hey.
Welcome to the show.
8:30.
Steve Owen Mitch hanging out with you, and what a wild morning it's been.
It has been. It has been.
It's Theology Thursday.
Yeah.
On Thursday. But we didn't want to get that deep into it.
So we just chose to ignore it.
We were talking about Sweden's gender-neutral Christmas earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Their Toys R Us in Sweden decided, hey, we don't want to get hit by these gender stereotyping accusatory people. Apparently, their advertising standard watchdogs are kind of crazy.
And I wonder, okay, Sweden wants a gender-neutral Christmas, and I don't know if this is the right time to talk about this, but I am filling out my Secret Santa wish list. And I'm wondering, do I want things? What do I want? And what's funny is that you also have a Secret Santa wish list.
I do. We were talking about this yesterday, and I said there was no way.
No way. That you're going to do this.
I was going to do the Secret Santa thing, because inevitably what happens every year is I get somebody. I don't know this person. I've seen them twice in my life. Twice, maybe. What do they like? And then I have to, stare at them. Well, they're wearing a red shirt today. Okay, they like red things.
Red things.
They're wearing pants. Red pants. I got to get them red pants. I blow it every year. I hate Secret Santa. And then on the flip side, I hate opening presents in front of people. Hate it. Because then everybody stares at you expecting your response. You know, like...
Wow, no way! This is so cool!
Oh, man! because I don't want to offend anybody and not give out the right response.
Right, exactly. So you have to be like, wow, that's
amazing. Oh, I got to cater to everybody.
Thank you so much.
So I'd rather just not do it.
Right.
I'd rather not deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said up and down, I will not take part.
Double negative. So many double negatives.
Exactly. Which means I will take part in it. And it turns out I put my name in the stupid thing yesterday and drew another name.
Yay! And so now you're doing Secret Santa.
Yeah.
So who'd you get?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be a secret if I told you right now in the air. Plus, Joan, our boss, who has these mystical, magical Joan powers, because I sat up and down. No. And I knew, because every time she comes around the office, okay, so can I put you down for the one-time gift, or are you going to be doing the everyday gifting? No, I'm not going to be doing any. No, that wasn't part. That wasn't a choice. That wasn't one of the choices. And so because of that, I somehow... I'm now doing Secret Santa.
Let me tell you what happened, everyone. Let me tell you what happened yesterday.
Okay.
Joan comes back here. Okay, so what are you going to do? And he says, no, I'm not doing it. He was super rude. Super, like, we talked about this. I outed you. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this
and
at all. I'm not taking. She was so hurt.
She was so, oh, man. She was super, boop.
Yeah, she was.
I'm going to keep doing that.
Well, we had to install that
because of me.
But no, she was mad.
Yeah.
That's another word you could use.
Angry,
mad,
frustrated,
angry, irritated,
upset, irate.
Yeah.
At her wit's end.
At her nerves end.
So,
So she was mad.
Yeah.
And also upset because, like, why are you such a bah humbug?
I'm a Scrooge. She called me that.
Yeah.
Scrooge.
Exactly.
Why are you Scrooge? Why are you bah humbug? Ugh, fine. You know what? Don't take part in it. And then she walked away and I was like, that's not how this works.
I said, you see what just happened?
That's not how this works. You're supposed to convince me and then I do it. Inevitably, I'm going to do it.
Exactly.
You're not supposed to get angry. Now I have to go beg to be in the stupid Secret Santa thing.
And so you marched back there.
I did.
And you said, put me on the list. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And so now you're part of Secret Santa, and now we are filling out our likes and dislikes. What do you have for your likes so far?
I haven't written anything.
What do you have for your dislikes so far?
Secret Santa, oddly enough. On my dislikes, I put Secret Santa.
I have black licorice and fruitcake for my dislikes.
You don't like black licorice? You take that off now, and if you get it, you give it to me.
No.
I love black licorice.
That's disgusting.
But that's not going on my likes, because I don't want black licorice. I just like it.
And for my likes, I have tea, Justin Bieber... Justin Bieber, and I have Justin Bieber a third time.
You know what they need to come out with? And I've already copyrighted this, so nobody else can steal it from me. Justin Tieber. All right?
It's a cup.
And you have it's Justin Bieber on a teacup, and there's tea. It's called Justin Tea.
The fourth thing, Justin Tea.
Okay, come on! That was brilliant!
Okay.
I throw out all my good ideas on the air, and then somebody steals it. In 3 weeks, I'm going to see that in Walmart and be like, dang it! I am so boom right now!
Or as seen on TV. You're like, are you kidding me?
I said that first. I said that first on the air. November 29, 2012.
That's it.
If somebody comes up with Justin Tieber, you better give me a cut of that cache. All right? That's all I'm saying. I got a new baby. I need to take care of things, bro. I got bills to pay,
We have a podcast so you can prove that you said it on this day.
This is true. On this day in history. As long as it actually records. So, you know.
Okay, so what we're doing right now is filling out likes and dislikes. And I'm not really keeping it gender neutral. I don't really care.
But here's the thing. I can't say this because it's going to out who you got. Because then we get this wish list of things that... our Secret Santa wants. We go, you know, hey, okay, give this back. And then whoever has you, they come and take your wish list. And then they know what you want or what you don't want.
Right.
And the person that you got was very specific.
Very specific.
So specific, in fact, that it was like, oh.
Well, then this is easy.
That's easy.
And kind of upsetting.
But that upset you because now there's not really.
I like the joy of being like, do you think they'll like this?
Yeah, but so if I just put likes Star Wars, dislikes.
Dislikes
everything else.
There you go.
Does that mean I'll actually get something Star Wars?
Probably.
Other things.
You know what you should do? You should leave out all the things that are very obvious that you like and see if you actually get one of those.
It won't happen.
Why?
Because I know for the last few years when I've put my likes, I get exactly that thing. Oh. And usually it's the cheapest thing on the list. So I got to come up with expensive. I like $50 bills. I like Benjamin Franklin. But only when he's staring at me next in between two little hundreds. What else do I like? It's a $15 limit, so
yeah, it's a $15.
I can't say I like a $15 bill.
Yeah, that's not doesn't exist. But this whole thing has just made me this conversation right here has made me realize I'm a terrible Secret Santa.
Why?
Because I don't ever want to get them what they like. I want to introduce them to something new.
Right. See, that's awful.
Right.
That's why I don't like doing Secret
Santa.
You
sound like an accent for 4 seconds.
Because people like you usually get me, and then I'm like, oh.
Whatever. You know, you like Duck Dynasty. Put that down.
I got to be, no, because then I'm going to get camouflage and a duck call.
Yes.
And I don't want that.
Woo!
So here's the thing, though. Last year, Dave Doral got me, and it was the best. Because he got me like, I got like boxes of Twinkies.
See?
Because I put that I liked Twinkies. But I got so many Twinkies that I was high for 3 days straight on Twinkies. Seriously.
The stuff they put in
like,
to
I'm starting to come
it.
Down. I give me another Twinkie. Like, and it just kept happening. So I don't want that. I don't want that many Twinkies.
Yes.
I don't need that many Twinkies. So I don't know what to put for my likes. I really don't.
Put that you dislike candy because last year for my Secret Santa, I did the daily one.
Uh-huh.
And I got like 8 days worth of those candies that you get at the movies or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So much candy. I didn't even know what to do with it. I started like putting it in bowls around the office. Like, here, eat this. Eat this. And I didn't know what to do with it. So I'm going to put dislikes candy. Dislikes candy. I don't want candy.
Okay. What else don't you want?
Anything One Direction. I just know people are like, oh, Michelle, she likes Justin Bieber. That must mean she just likes everything pop. No, I don't want anything One Direction. Thank you.
What?
That band.
You pretend like anybody else in the office knows anything about pop music.
Oh, I like bacon. I like bacon.
Oh, don't put that. You're going to get bacon jelly beans.
You're gonna get
what's that new bacon thing we saw?
Bacon
today?
Shaving cream.
Bacon shaving cream. You're gonna get bacon shaving cream and your legs are gonna smell like bacon for the rest of your life.
How gross is that?
That's pretty nasty. So don't put bacon because Secret Santa's get you funny gifts.
They have bacon salt, they have bacon A's.
I'm overthinking
bacon
this.
Bacon mints.
I'm way overthinking this.
But now they have bacon shaving cream. That's gross.
That's disgusting.
Who would want to go around smelling like that?
Right. That's why I'm telling you, take bacon off your lips.
You have this accent when you say right. Right.
Right.
Righto.
Right. I don't understand. That's how I've always said right.
Right.
I apologize.
Okay, Keanu.
That upsets you.
Right.
Right.
Beep. Stop saying that.
Oh, okay, we're going to fill out our Secret Santa wish list. We'll tell you how it goes.
BRB.
Really?
Verb.
Sweet. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
What am I doing right now?
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve-O and Mitch.
Yes. Yes, he does. He gives you.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Us.
Here we are. Trust.
A couple things can't spell without you.
Do you want to continue?
No, I'm on top of the world,
because that's just how we do. Used to tell me, sky's the limit. Now the sky's our
point of view. You?
Now we stepping out like, well, oh, God. Cameras point and shoot. Ask me what's my best type.
Stand back and point at you.
The one that I argue with like I need a new girl to be bothered with, but the grass ain't always green on the other side. It's green where you water it. So I know we got issues, baby. True. But I'd rather work on this with you than to go ahead and start with someone new.
As long as you love me, it is a sound. I don't know the words. I really don't. You are inundating me with this filth.
And your kids are too. They know the rap as well.
I am conforming to the patterns of the Biebs.
Thankfully.
Gosh.
Thankfully. I had someone on my Instagram yesterday that I follow. I follow them on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
They went up and see Justin Bieber at Madison Square Garden yesterday. And I messaged him. I'm like, I'm trying desperately hard to keep it together right now.
Are you going to be okay?
I'm fine now. I'm cool. I text my husband at that moment. I was like, you know, I have the power to save up money and go see Justin Bieber someday. And I will.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Good luck with that.
I will.
Yeah.
I'm sure
you will. Secret Santa.
Secret Santa time.
It's that time in the office where we get each other obscure, dumb gifts, and we waste $15 when we really could have used that for somebody else.
Whatever.
Namely me. Okay. I mean, let's be honest.
Everyone wants to get you a gift. Everybody was so upset when they didn't get you.
I think I've got my Secret Santa wish list completely filled out. You?
I just keep thinking of random things. Okay, what's on your like list?
My like list?
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars.
Okay.
Indiana Jones.
Okay.
T Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but here's what sucks, okay?
That take up
the
so
line,
much room.
The line is so long. I was going to put TMNT.
But nobody
here knows what that is.
Well,
so
they
I
do,
put, okay, Star Wars, comma, Indiana Jones, comma, Teenage Mutant Ninja, and then I had to go to the next line?
Turtles.
So here's what sucks the most about this. What happens if my Secret Santa person is looking at this list and they're like, Star Wars, and Indiana Jones, Teenage Mutant Ninjas, I don't know what that... Oh, Turtles! Oh, cool, I'll get them turtle binders. I'm going to get turtles.
I'm going to get like Lisa Frank
I'm
turtle
I'm
going to
get
binders.
A stupid bowl with like an actual turtle. And I'm going to name him Michelangelo. That would actually be pretty sweet.
Okay.
That would be pretty amazing. I would pour ooze all over him and see if he mutates.
Now you have to mark a comma after ninja so you might get a turtle.
That would be hilarious.
I like turtles. Have you ever seen that video?
Yes. Yes, I have.
I like
Thanks
turtles.
To you, I've seen every stupid YouTube video ever because you're always like, I'm working so hard right now. Hey, check out this YouTube video.
Okay.
That's you.
Okay.
Except you actually are working hard because you're finding topics and ideas for our show and things that we can talk about. So
see?
That's works out.
You're welcome.
Works out. You have the best job.
I like turtles.
I also put Astro Zombies Comic Shop.
There you go.
Because I do love that. And Ding Dongs.
We can't just put that.
Why not? That is my favorite snack cake.
Okay.
They're wrapped in
Ding
foil.
Snack
and they're
cake.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see what you mean. All right. I'm going to change that real quick.
Okay. Now, what are on your dislikes?
Everything not on my likes list. Obviously.
Is that what you put?
That's really what I put. Dislikes. Everything not on my likes list. ... Obviously.
I see it.
Like, I don't understand why you have to put dislikes if you... But then in parentheses actually underneath because I wanted to be less funny and for real. I put, I don't like DVDs.
Because you don't.
I don't like DVDs. I don't. I'm sorry.
You like?
I like Blu-rays.
Exactly.
I like, because I have a Blu-ray player.
Kind of a
snob. But I don't want to put that I do like Blu-ray because I don't want them to try and have to get me a Blu-ray movie.
Right. But what if they're like, oh, he likes Blu-rays. Oh, I found this awesome Star Wars on Blu-ray.
I
this,
have
this, this
all
one.
Star Wars on
so
Blu-ray.
So you got to flip over that paper and put everything you already have that they're like, I don't want to get this again.
See how difficult Secret Santa has become.
I'm just making sure you enjoy your
this
gift.
Is the worst.
No, it's the best. You could be more
okay. Let's hear
likes
from the pro here.
Okay.
Secret Santa pro.
If you really like something, you got to put it a few times. So I put T.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber,
of course.
Justin Bieber,
right?
Justin Bieber
makes sense.
Three. It's
okay.
it's like holy, 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 but it's
right.
Not.
Oh, man. Wow.
Except he's not that. It's just right. I was just trying to make my point.
Right, right. I hear what you're saying. I do. I feel like you probably just made a couple soccer moms turn the station. But that's okay.
I didn't mean it like that. I'm
yeah,
so sorry,
okay, good.
Mom.
That's good.
Justin Bieber. Just in case that actually does exist.
Just in case it actually comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should do Justin Bieber in case they make a Chia Pet.
Chia Pet.
Yeah.
No.
I'm just saying.
No.
I'm just saying.
I don't want that.
We have so many great ideas that we need to invent as soon as the show's over.
Justin Chieber.
Mm-hmm. I'm serious. You know we would make a gajillion dollars.
Justin Reverb, and then like you like, you just have like a microphone. It's like,
no, it's that's too much. That's too
Reverb.
Too far. Too far. That's too good.
Justin. Oh, see, this is bad. Justin Beeble.
What?
Like that you read the Beeble?
Oh, no. No!
Okay, then I also put Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Then I put Kelly Bransford. That's my husband. So I had
You already got him.
I
you
know,
don't
but
need...
But they're asking me what I like.
Oh, it's man. Like, I didn't even put my wife or children on here. So I have to put my wife on my likes?
Yeah.
But I already have that. This is a wish list.
But you already have a lot of Star
right.
Wars. So you have to... So on the back, I'm going to flip over this paper, but I already have Kelly Bransford.
Okay.
I already have that.
Okay.
Okay, then I also put Christmas ornaments because I really do like Christmas ornaments.
Did you see my Instagram photo last night of my awesome Christmas tree?
Yes, I did, and I didn't like that picture because, one, it already has too many likes.
Uh-huh.
And I liked Chrissy's
Where's
better.
Where's my phone?
I liked Chrissy's picture better, and I liked her ornaments better because it was pretty.
You want to see the star on top of the tree? You've seen it, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, I walked in, and I was like, of course that exists.
Yeah.
Of course that's there right now.
Yep. The star... Mm-hmm. As it were, on top of my Christmas tree, just so happens to be Yoda.
Yep.
In a Santa outfit. Because that's normal. I mean, oh, so I should probably put that on my Secret Santa wish list.
You
already have Yoda dressed like Santa as a tree topper.
Yes.
Don't get me that.
Yeah.
Man, this is too much.
If you find this 50% off at
too
a craft
much.
Store, don't get it.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Dislikes. I don't like black licorice, as we already established.
Uh-huh.
That stuff is gross.
Uh-huh.
Fruitcake. I've actually never had it, but I don't think it looks good, so I'm
it's
not going to try it.
It's pretty good. Just okay. Imagine
it's so
normal.
Heavy.
Imagine normal cake, and then imagine a little kid jammed a bunch of Skittles in it. Now try
but that's
and
not
eat
fruit.
Neither's the fruit
taste
and fruit cake. Trust me.
Oh, gross.
Neither's the fruit and fruit cake.
What is it?
It's pretty like jelly like. It's like Skittles like texture, and it's like I don't know.
Mm.
Though they look like red olives, so I don't know what they are.
Gross.
It's a fake fruit. I don't think it's real.
Cake fruit cake.
Yeah.
I don't like candy, but the thing is, I do like candy. I just don't want to get it for this present.
Ah, okay. There you go.
It says I don't like One Direction. I listen to their songs when they're on the radio, but I don't want to own anything. I don't like.
You way overthought this.
I don't like bacon mints, baconaise, bacon shaving cream. I just didn't want to get into that.
Right.
And I don't know. Should I say that one? I feel like I could get in catch flack for that.
Oh man, anyway.
I'm just not going to.
Okay.
So that one.
See, look at you, not wanting to offend people. But why don't you like Joel Osteen?
Oh my god.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Static.
Hey. Okay. Is it weird that I have a Pikachu as the star on my tree?
No.
I just heard that you had Yoda.
No. As long as you're 12,
Pika,
that's
Pika.
Totally normal.
Whatever. Some people grew up with Pokemon, okay?
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear it.
No, I hear you. That's actually how I got my job before this job.
Pokemon?
Yeah, GameStop. I was a GameStop manager for like 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the job because I wanted to get a strategy guide for Pokemon Yellow.
Wow. Ooh, I have Pokemon Yellow, actually.
Wow. See,
yeah.
I did when I was a teenager. I don't anymore. So.
Hey, but you know what? That's worth some money now.
Yeah, probably.
So,
that's true.
There, joke's
that's true.
On you.
This is quite true. I still have red. Hey, come on.
I'm actually epically jealous. That's probably the best one.
I agreed. Charizard, bro. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, the Squirtle was my favorite.
Squirtle,
I gotta be honest. Squirtle. His voice. It was just hilarious. Okay, so sweet. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, have a good one.
Christmas toppers? I want to know people's Christmas toppers.
I'm telling you, Yoda in a Santa outfit, the best. I have a picture. I'll email it to the studio and you can put it on Facebook.
I'll post it. Yeah. I've seen it. It is pretty epic. I like it.
Coming right back, that amazing photo and the latest from Love and Death.
Sounds good.
Steve O'Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Micah talks. Please. Static Radio. Good morning.
He just had a kid.
He did.
So did you.
I did. Well, I didn't.
Well, he didn't just have a
You're
kid
right.
either.
Truth. We are both proud papas, though. How's
yes.
that? Good stuff.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Speaking of very exciting, haven't had a chance to talk about this yet today. The Lobos. Ranked 25th in the nation.
They beat James Mercer.
Good job. I don't know who James Mercer is.
He's the lead singer of the Shins?
Yes. Okay. No, they didn't beat James Mercer.
But you keep saying Mercer, and that's the only
the school
person
they played last night in the pit, and we were up 30. Ended up winning by 18 because there at the end we kind of, I don't want to say had the B squad in, but, you know.
They just, you know, getting some practice.
Getting some time in. Mm-hmm. Alford's kid, Coach Alford, his son.
Alford.
Scored a point.
There you go.
Went to the line, 1-for-2. It was nice.
That's cool.
Yeah. So Lobos won again. We are already top 25 and just keeps getting better for Lobos fans.
That's exciting. I have a question, and we kind of discussed it a bit off air. But do you think the elevation, we have like one up on them, because we're so high in elevation?
Yep. They kept actually swapping dudes.
Really?
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
They get tired?
Yeah.
Do you think they know that and they have to plan for stuff like that?
Yeah. Endurance stuff. Yeah. I think that's why a lot of fighters train here. I think that's why a lot of
that makes sense.
People rocking marathons train here, rocking the Olympics. We get a lot of trainers here. Same with Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado, that makes sense. Yeah. Colorado Springs, there's actually, you know, Olympic training facilities
mm-hmm.
for that reason.
And maybe
we're a mile high, dude.
Yeah, maybe it's just because we're used to it, but I never feel like out of breath or anything. But then again, I can go to like California, be just fine. Like,
yeah.
Running, I'm like, I'm so in shape.
Yeah.
I run like a block. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm done for today. That was good.
No, for real. They kept subbing out players.
Okay.
So, and actually, it was actually broadcast on TV last night. They were talking about that. The fact that we're a mile high, and so you'll see that a lot with other teams that aren't used to said elevation.
Okay. I didn't watch the game, and nor have I ever watched the game. So,
that's okay.
I was just thinking about that. And apparently,
I would say,
it's a thing.
Yeah. If an athlete conditions themselves well enough, I wouldn't say that it's like, oh, dude, we're going to win every game because everybody's constantly going to be sucking air, you know, like, mm-hmm. But if you're not conditioned, well, then, yeah, chances are we're going to have an advantage. I think.
Oh, okay.
That's my 2 cents.
There you go.
So anyways, it is now 9:08. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you this morning, and it's been an interesting show.
It has. It's been an interesting day.
Fun, eye-opening, endearing.
Is it the hilarious. Full moon? Apparently there's something about the full moon where people go crazy.
Yeah, actually the full moon is going on. Yeah. Yesterday it was crazy bright.
Yeah.
In the backyard.
I think it's that.
Why?
Because people are being crazy.
People crazy sticks?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I feel that.
Oh, I do too.
There's been a whole lot of that going on today. But that's okay. Yeah, full moon like brings it out in people.
I guess so.
Allegedly.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Something about hormones or something and
really?
The pull of gravity. I don't know. It messes things up. I don't know. It's science.
Actually, when we were in the hospital...
That's when most people give birth.
Yep. And they said that because of the pull of gravity or something and it's... That's actually true. So I have no idea what that means.
It's not like astrology or
right.
Whatever. I always get, okay, it is astrology. Cool. I always get astronomy, astrology. Astrology is like the horoscopes and your sign.
No clue. People always say, oh, you're Cancer?
Cool. I don't know. I don't have
that means,
Cancer.
Like, I don't know. No, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm the crab guy.
Is that what it is?
Great. Sweet. Please let me be known as that. Yeah, I have no clue. I have no clue what it means. And it's like, oh, you're supposed to be like this. And oh, you're supposed to marry an Aquarius. And I'm like, I don't even know what that
is. An Aquarius? Aquarius.
Whatever.
Which is, I'm an Aquarius. Hey, I think you're, when is your wife's birthday?
January.
Beginning or end?
Middle. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
19th.
So.
What does that make her?
She's both.
She's both.
She's a Capricorn Aquarius.
She's a Capricornicus. That's awesome.
Capricornius.
Capricornicus.
Cornicus.
I like Capricornicus better.
There you go.
So she's that.
Mm-hmm.
That. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I don't either.
My brother's...
Remember Cleo?
Cleo.
Hey, Cleo, it's 3
right
o'clock
now.
In the morning. What are you doing awake, man? I'm going to answer all your prayers.
Yeah. Prayers?
No, I don't
They're
know.
They're questions. Cleo.
Yeah, whatever.
Clea.
Whatever happened to her?
I think people found out she was a fake.
Ah, yes. Okay. That's usually what happens.
Yeah.
I can't say that I ever, you know, obviously for many reasons, never really
called a psychic.
Cared enough to like, yeah, it's like, if you're so psychic, you call me.
I'm having issues right now. You call me.
You call me, bro. I need answers.
You pay this bill.
If you know so much, hit me up. So, yeah, I never, this is stupid.
It was, I remember back in the day, I think it was my mom or something was really into, like, the dude that was like, there's somebody in this crowd that has a grandma. You have a grandma?
You have a grandma? How many of you have? 7 of you. Okay.
Over here, grandma. Grandma is coming to me. My grandma just died.
Oh, your grandma just died. Okay.
Just died.
Yeah, what happens when there's like 5 people in the crowd, though? There was like...
Nope, not you. Not you.
Someone just lost someone close. Oh, everybody's raising their hand. She was older. Half the people close. Okay, she was a she. Okay, she was a grandma.
She had hair. No, she didn't have...
whitish
hair.
Short haircut.
Curly.
Like the mom from Webster.
Curly hair.
You,
over
okay.
here.
Booyah,
you.
Her name was... her name was Mary.
Mary.
Her name was Mary.
It was 2 syllables.
I'm getting a word. I'm getting a word. She says...
She had a daughter. It was you. You had a daughter.
So stupid.
Oh, but I found out that they have like earpieces because before the show, they have people fill in crap about themselves.
Yes, of course they do. You know that can't be real.
Died. I'm here to talk to my grandma if you could just get my grandma to me.
My favorite is the people thinking it's so real when they're like walking in. They're like, before you step in there, just for, this is for security's sake. We just need to know a few things about you. Could you write down everyone who's died in the last 3 years that you know?
Anyone you don't have closure with.
First name. Yes. How they died, what they were wearing.
Oh, that's my other favorite. She died from an old age.
She was shot. She was shot. Right, but yeah, I mean, she was old
she
when she was
older,
shot, right?
She was over 20,
right.
So she was
so
older.
So I was old.
It's my favorite.
This has been the most random show ever.
Oh, man.
I love it. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. I'm washing this off. Lynn Forrest, who just so happens to be one of your favorite voices in the entire universe.
It's Christian from Blindside.
Which last name? What? Lenskog? Which? Mm-hmm. Len Forrest in English?
Yeah.
So therefore, the song's called Dear God. Him and good old Simon, also from Blindside.
Yes.
So if you've been wondering, what's Blindside up to? That.
Half of them.
Hanging out, rocking some jams in their living room, and then putting them on YouTube, and then we steal them from YouTube.
They make music just for... Exactly. So good.
Yeah, right?
It's been a random morning.
Yeah, it is Random Thursday. And if it couldn't get any randomer, we wanted to share one of the best worst pranks ever.
Mm-hmm.
You found this. And it's this new elevator prank by this Brazilian hidden camera show being called the scariest elevator prank ever.
Yeah. And you know what? It is. There's actually a video.
Yeah. It's for this Brazilian TV show. They hidden camera style, you know. Apparently, punked is still popular in Brazil. So they're like, hey, let's do this.
But this is a lot. Like, more legitimate.
Video of this prank has gone crazy viral on YouTube. It was created by the show Programa Silicio Santos.
Whatever, it's Portuguese. Whatever. So if you understand Portuguese, I'm so sorry, because they're probably not good words in this video.
No, there's a bleep in there, in the video. So
he said something bad enough for it to get bleeped, but we don't know what it was.
We don't know what it was. It's, yeah,
it's all in Portuguese.
So, but it doesn't matter what language it is. Comedy is comedy, and this is hilarious. So in the prank, unsuspecting people board this elevator that then lights flicker and kind of go out. And imagine being in an elevator
that
stuck.
Okay, I've already seen that scary movie Devil.
Ugh.
That like scared me out of elevators for at least 2 weeks.
Right.
And then now this. I'm done.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to tell you what happens after that. All you got to do... Go check out this video. It's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's called Ghost in the Elevator. Yeah.
Posted.
Question is, would you freak out? Would you lose your mind? What would you do?
I would drop kick that thing. And as I'm drop kicking that thing, I would pee my pants.
Well, yeah, I wonder, like, they obviously couldn't get these unsuspecting people to sign a waiver, right? Because then it's like, why would I need to sign a waiver to go on this elevator? I'm going in an elevator.
It's Brazil.
Dude, I'm just saying. And they're kind of superstitious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you just have to watch the video.
Yeah, watch the video. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. I'm pretty sure they were all screaming, oh God, save us all.
In Portuguese.
Which is a perfect segue. That happens to be the latest record from Disciple and the title track here for you.
There you go.
Yeah, Steve, I'm Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Digital Age. A song called Oh My God. And I want to say, oh my God, I am so thankful that David Crowder's band decided to keep doing music without him.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Because that's actually who that is. That would be the David Crowder band, sans David Crowder.
But you know what? The Digital Age isn't too Mumford for me.
No,
like,
I love
it. Like, I'm not tired of that. Like, that's like, ooh, I like this song.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's pretty good stuff. It had a false ending there.
It did.
So I was like, still a minute left. Okay, cool. It is Steve-O and Mitch. Welcome to Static Radio. We've been talking a little bit about this prank. A Brazilian TV show decided to pull, and they got people in an elevator, and they were greeted by flickering lights, pure darkness, and then scariest little girl I've ever seen in my entire life just appears out of nowhere.
She did a good job.
Or a secret compartment. Yeah, she did a really good job. Secret compartment in the elevator. So the big question is, what would you do? We posted the video on Facebook. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there. Check it out. It's hilarious and not at the same time.
Right.
I felt so bad. What if somebody had a heart attack?
Heart attack? What if this little girl got killed?
Yeah.
Like, I would have kicked her. So we asked, what would you do? And TJ says, saw this yesterday. I'd go Liam Neeson, throat puncher. followed with broken mirror shards landing on her feet, at her feet,
yep,
from the impact of the Mach 4 of her face hitting.
I can see it.
Hitting the
mind.
Wall. It's awful, but seriously, that's what I would do. And I don't understand, because the elevator is lined with glass mirrors. And so I don't understand how somebody didn't kick that mirror, break it, and then like stab her, because I would have.
You think that, but let's be logical. In real life, if you were in an elevator and all of a sudden it shuts down and the lights go off and come back on and a little girl like ghost is in the elevator with you, would you really logically go, oh, this is obviously fake. My instincts are going to kick in and I'm going to stab this ghost.
Okay, if it's obviously fake, then it's not a big deal.
Right.
But I also didn't just walk into a haunted house where I'm expecting that.
Yeah.
I walked into an elevator to get to the floor I need to go to.
I just don't foresee anybody, I don't know, having this like crazy instinct where all of a sudden you just pull out like a stake and stab her through the heart. And you're like, it's cool, I got it.
I bought these boots so I could kick someone someday.
Wow.
So
you have accomplished that with me many times. So you're good. You're good.
Thebe says, knowing that there's always a logical reason for stuff like this instead of the supernatural garbage that is in scary movies,
right.
I would have just said, hey, if she screamed like that at me, well, I can just yell as loud straight to her face. Or possibly she would have a real black eye just from mere surprise.
Yeah, dude. She is decked out in some creepy makeup and...
She's a good little actress.
I would like to pretend like I'd be totally calm and laugh it off and be like, dude, whoever's doing this is hilarious. But I was put in this situation knowing full well, like...
Is that why I signed this waiver?
Hey, this... You know, me and my dear friend Joey, we used to do a TV show on the CW called You Rock Albuquerque. I was put in a similar situation where we did this Halloween episode with these ghost hunters who were like, quote unquote, real. And they still
do it.
Real ghost hunters, quote unquote. Right. You know what I mean? I mean, to them, that's their occupation. That's real.
Yeah.
They had all the little gadgets and all the crazy stuff. And we were kind of mocking and having fun and wearing Ghostbuster outfits, and we went along with them and we're filming the whole thing. Well, little did I know, they had hired this little kid actor and...
Also known as Noah,
and decided to play a prank on me and set it all up to where there were trap doors and there were different areas. And when I went to a certain area, they just knew, okay, he'll come here. But then by the time we got up there, it's like... gone and closed off. And I mean, they planned it out so well. Joey rehearsed it. I had no idea. And the whole time I was like, there's no way. Greater's he that is in me. This is, and then in the back of my mind, as I started thinking these little things, like, yeah, but I put myself here. It's like I'm opening the doors. Yes.
It's like a Ouija board.
Right. So I was like, what did I do? I seriously overhyped myself and almost peed my pants. So I can pretend like, oh yeah, it's fake. I would totally know, and it's totally fake.
But I saw your reaction.
In that situation, and I jumped. Like one scene on the show, I was walking up the stairs, and they had placed this kid. Like there was this trick door thing.
Yeah.
And as I walked up the stairs, he was just sitting there. He didn't move. He didn't do anything. He was staring at me. It's black because, of course, it's at night.
Yeah.
And so the only lights we have is the light of the camera. And so I got this glimmer of this little kid and all this crazy makeup. And I freaked and jumped down and turned away for like a split second. And by the time I freaked out and turned and pointed and looked back, he was gone. All right? So don't tell me you'd act normal because I've been there and seriously had to change my pants. Like, there's no way. So you got to watch the video though; it's hilarious.
Oh, it's amazing!
It's absolutely hilarious.
Oh, so
but I felt so bad because it's like old people, and I was just expecting somebody to like hold their chest and fall over dead.
Becca has it right. She says, "I would definitely wet my pants."
Yeah, dude. There's no way. I don't know. Maybe I'm a wuss. Maybe I'm just a wuss.
I would. Oh man, if I were in that situation in a theater.
Yeah.
Where it's like, ooh, Black. You can't say Macbeth and because all this stuff happened.
Yeah. Let's be honest. There was like this weird freaky shrine because this little kid Bobby died in like the early 1900s watching like a Laurel Hardy thing, like a boiler exploded. Mm-hmm. True story. This is at the Chemo Theater in Albuquerque and it's like historic and it's haunted. Yeah. And we had these real people with all these freaky little things like boop, boop.
I'm picking up a reading of some seismic eschatological activity.
Hitting each other.
I'm not messing around. Like, it was so, I was like, okay, this is funny. Why is there a dead bat down here in this little shrine thing? That's a little creepy. What am I doing here? I am a God-fearing man. Why am I here? Dude, I'm telling you, I overthought everything. And not to mention the fact that this prank, you unsuspecting, walking into an elevator, all of a sudden it breaks down, and then lights go out and come back on a split second later, and there's a little girl in the elevator.
I know. Both Stephanie and Megan on Facebook said that they would punch her and then feel bad about punching a little girl later on. Can you imagine? I'm surprised this girl didn't get punched.
Right! Oh, man. Oh,
so
maybe they
bad.
Just, if somebody like big and scary looking went in the elevator, like, let's skip this one. Let's just let this elevator work.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Elevator prank video. Check it out. Gone viral on YouTube. We thought we'd share it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I guess that's it for us.
That's it. We're done.
We are done tomorrow. Finally Friday. And Sam Swan will not be joining us. He's actually traveling.
Aww.
So he'll be out of the office. I know. Oh, here. You want me to do it?
No,
here.
It's actually really creepy.
It's really.
You
yeah,
can just avoid
creepy,
it.
Where did I? Oh, I totally.
You got rid of it.
Got rid of it.
Good.
Okay, fine.
Good news.
Yeah, that's not it. That's okay. Not it at all.
No.
So anyways, Sam Swan will not be joining us. However, tomorrow is Friday. We always have fun. We'll have stuff to give away. Who knows? Play some games.
There
have some
go.
Fun. Yeah. Get ready for the weekend.
This is so necessary.
Yeah. I'm tired. I'm going to go take a nap.
Okay.
Sweet. I'll see you tomorrow.
Sure.
If you missed any part of the show, get to our website, mystaticradio.com. /mornings. You can download the podcast of this here show.
And you want to hear today's for sure.
Of course. So random. So random. We talked about a whole lot of nothing.
Like a roller coaster of emotions.
It was awesome. Like that game we're playing right now.
Right.
Challenge us. I dare you.
Extreme Ride 2.
Road Trip 2.
Road Trip 2.
Yes.
Road
it's a free
Trip
app.
2. Yeah.
And it's so addictingly stupid.
It's so dumb.
There it is. Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Peace.
Hello, hello. We're still